The four coronavirus tiers are purple, red, orange, and yellow. They're based on rates of positive coronavirus infections and positive coronavirus tests per county. The vast majority of the state's counties are on the governor's existing watch list, 38 of them, and they'll start off on the lowest tier, purple. That represents about two-thirds of the state's population, and nearly all Bay Area counties, except Solano. Purple means many indoor business operations will remain closed, like bars, nightclubs, theme parks, and tattoo parlors. Some indoor businesses can operate with modifications, and or outdoors, including restaurants, hair salons, malls, and indoor playgrounds and family entertainment centers. Governor Gavin Newsom says this new color-coded system will be simple, slower, and steady, but is meant to protect Californians from a looming twindemic come flu season, which begins this fall in about a month.
We don't believe that there is a green light that says go back to the way things were or back to the pre-pandemic mindset. Quite the contrary. These are the guidelines, these color-coded county guidelines that we're putting forward to get us through this flu season, to prepare for the upcoming flu season, this twindemic as sorts, as we deal with flu and we deal with COVID-19.
Counties will have to remain in each tier for at least 21 days before they can move to the next tier and loosen their restrictions. During those 21 days, they have to meet the requirements to move into the next tier for two straight weeks. The goal is to get each county to the minimum tier, that's yellow, meaning there is less than one new coronavirus infection in each county per day, and less than 2% of tests are positive for the coronavirus. That's a significant jump from the previous standards of around 7%. But it's in line with several countries that have beat back the virus, says Emily Rush, executive director of CalPERG, the California Public Interest Research Group, a nonprofit consumer and public health advocacy organization that's been calling for the state and the nation to entirely shut down and start over with a new, stringent reopening plan.
This isn't that shutdown. But what I like about this plan is that it moves very slowly to reopen, taking steps only after cases come down. We didn't get it right the first time, and we reap the consequences of reopening too quickly. Here in California, we've lost more than 12,000 lives, most of those in the last 3 months when we started to reopen our economy just before Memorial Day. And so it's a relief, honestly, to see that Governor Newsom's new plan will remedy some of those mistakes and reopen cautiously and slowly and only after cases come down dramatically.
The new system comes nearly 2 months after Governor Newsom shut down bars, restaurants for indoor dining, and a slew of other businesses following a surge in cases after the state's first reopening attempt. The new system will now tighten counties' individual ability to reopen sooner than the state allows. The more infections and positive coronavirus tests, the tighter the restrictions on restaurants, retail shops, and other businesses. If a county fails to meet the metrics for remaining in its tier, it goes back. The state will also report virus statistics, such as case numbers, on a weekly basis. The approach is aimed at ensuring the state's infections don't skyrocket when businesses begin to reopen. California has the most confirmed coronavirus infections in the nation, with nearly 700,000, and the third most deaths, more than 12,500. But since the closures last month, the average number of daily cases has been falling, along with the infection rates and hospitalizations. They peaked July 21st at over 7,000. They've since dropped in 1 month to about 4,300. Newsom says they've learned a lot since the pandemic began, and their new response is for the long haul.
COVID-19 will be with us for a long time, and we need to adapt. This idea that it was going to go away in the summer during the warmer months that somehow it would disappear based upon an assertion, a tweet, or a headline has obviously been substituted by a different reality that not only are we experiencing here in the state of California, but all across the nation. And so until there is a vaccine, until we have the kind of therapeutics that could substantially mitigate the spread and the impact of COVID-19, that we will simply need to adapt our behaviors.
People can learn what businesses are allowed to open and under what conditions on the state's coronavirus website under its new blueprint for a safer economy. That's covid19.ca.gov/safer-economy. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.